Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Marketing Decoded. I'm Michelle, and today we're talking about a deceptively simple pivot, making the landing page the first usable step of your product. Sound small? It can double activation overnight. I'll set up a quick story. A SaaS client added a time-limited preview path, and their activation rate doubled for visitors who took the preview. Not just signups, real first task completion. That's the listener challenge for today. How do you make your page do the first bit of the product?
Nice. I love that. Immediate value before the form. It flips the funnel. So instead of treating signup as the finish line, the page becomes the first win. Let's decode this together. Literally, let's decode.
Okay. Principle one, progressive commitment. Think tiny, meaningful steps. You want a visitor to do one small task that actually delivers something they care about. Principle two, micro copy that calms anxiety. Plain language, no tech jargon, quick reassurance about privacy and time limits. Principle three, low dev templates. We recommend three options you can ship fast: guest preview, single interactive task, and a lightweight guided setup. Guest preview is the lowest lift. Show the product in a limited, read-only, or time-limited way so users can poke around without signing up. Example microcopy: peek inside, 10-minute preview, no card required. Single interactive task is the magical middle. Give one useful feature the visitor can try right away. For a copy tool, it could be generate a headline in 30 seconds. Guided setup is a short 2-3-step flow that configures something useful immediately, like creating a template or a sample report.
I want to pause on micro copy for a second, because that's often underestimated. Headline variants that work? 1. Benefit first. Get a live sample. Create your first headline in 30 seconds. 2. Risk reducer. Try it free for 10 minutes. No card, no commitments. 3. Curiosity. See your content instantly. Preview in place. Match the CTA. Try preview. Create sample. See it now. Those three headline plus CTA pairs alone change click intent.
Right, and some tiny micro copy in the UI calms a lot of friction. This session ends automatically after 10 minutes, or we won't keep your text after the preview. Short, human, and reassuring. These lines lower anxiety and speak directly to brand trust. Now, the plain tech explainer, two terms you'll hear: ephemeral tokens and instrument activation. Ephemeral tokens are just time-limited preview keys. Think of them as a ticket that expires. No sign-up, but the token limits access and lifespan. Instrument activation is the single-tracked event you call activation, when the user completes the first useful task during the preview. Keep the definitions simple so stakeholders who don't code can understand them.
Non-technical implementation choices matter. If engineering time is limited, start with a static, recorded demo image with a try preview button that issues a token. If you can, add a client-side widget that runs in the browser and lets the user perform one task without server work. The goal is to pick the lightest option that still proves activation moves the needle.
On the shipping side, three patterns to keep engineering light. First, client-side widgets. They load a small JS bundle and operate in the browser, sending a single event when the user finishes the task. Second, tokenized previews, ephemeral tokens you hand out and validate briefly on the server just to confirm expiry. Third, fallback static preview, a screenshot or animated GIF with a simulated interaction and a CTA that opens the real preview if you need to minimize scope. Each tier trades fidelity for speed.
Quick example. For a reporting tool, a client-side widget could let the visitor upload one CSV row to see a sample chart. That widget sends preview started when loaded and first task completed when the sample chart renders. If that's too much, show a static sample chart with a button that gives a 10-minute token preview on click.
Measurement is everything here. Use an analytics CSV recipe we included. The key events are page view, preview started, first task completed, and activation. Track variant ID for AB and revenue mapping fields for later joins. A simple CSV row might look like this: timestamp, visitor ID, variant ID, event name, event value. That lets you count activations per variant and tie them back to revenue later.
For sample size, a 72-hour pilot heuristic works well. Aim for at least 200 activations per variant if you can. If you can't hit 200, extend the window or accept higher variants, but keep the test short and decisive. Also require a qualitative sales check. If activations come from people who never convert to paying users and calls, that's a red flag for misattributed value.
Let's run through a pilot run, short and repeatable. Hypothesis: a guest preview increases first task activation by at least 20% versus control. Variants: control, current page, guest preview A, 10-minute token, preview B, single interactive task, minimum data rules, 72 hours, at least 200 activations per variant, or stop early if a variant is clearly harmful. Rollback criteria: if preview causes signups to plummet more than 30% and revenue signals decline, revert immediately and investigate.
Stakeholder brief in one page: map activation, trial, then revenue. Show conversion funnel with numbers and dollar values per activated user. That way, when activation rises but raw signups wobble, you can argue quality over quantity with data.
Risks and privacy, be straightforward here. Tokens must expire, and previews should avoid exposing PII. Include a short consent blurb in the preview. This preview stores your inputs temporarily and expires after 10 minutes. Keep retention rules clear. Don't store preview content longer than needed. Engineering scope creep is real. Stick to the fallback options if the team starts building a full sandbox.
Mitigations: frame the experiment as an A-B test with activation as the primary KPI and signups as secondary. Use the privacy quick check. Require token expiry, avoid storing PII in previews, add a consent snippet, and include sample legal language in the assets for fast review. And remember, if you can't instrument the preview properly, choose the static fallback so you can still test the idea without legal risk.
Before we close, quick checklist highlights you can download: 3 headline plus CTA variants, the microcopy pack, the sample analytics CSV, a pilot email brief to notify stakeholders, and the event naming recipe. Use these to run a 72-hour pilot this week. The assets also include rollback criteria and a one-page revenue map.
Final thought: this is about shifting the mental model. Landing pages should give value, not just collect email. If your visitor can do one meaningful thing in place, you've already started a relationship. Small activation wins build trust and signal real intent.
So, try the lightest preview you can ship, measure activation clearly, and run a tight 72-hour pilot with the AB guardrails we talked about. If you do that, you'll learn faster and avoid long engineering detours.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, subscribe so you don't miss the checklist drop, and download the pilot pack from the episode page: headline plus CTA variants, microcopy, CSV, email brief, and the privacy quick check. Run the 72-hour pilot this week and tell us what happens. We want to hear your results.
And if you run into a tricky measurement problem or want a sanity check on event names, ping us. We'd love to help. All right, until next time, let's decode.